leaves no listener behind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Welcome back to Inner Peace Radio. Thank you for being here listening. This is like a quiet time, relaxed time. Yeah. Okay, so we are going to be talking today as usual, while we talk. So this Inner Peace Radio, I was thinking about why the name Inner Peace. Inner Peace. And I know everyone can have peace by themselves. So usually when I was young, I used to go many places to find my peace. Like at the beginning, I born in a Catholic family, and I was very obedient with my mom. And now I can understand that I was very like not conscious about what the important it was about to learn something spiritual. But now I can understand. But when I was growing, I recognized that one of the very beautiful things that I learned from my mom and my dad is when I became older, they led me to find the place or the knowledge that I need in my life for being always in an inner peace. So now I understand that the inner peace is not anywhere. And I born listening that God is everywhere. Okay, but in my mind it was like everywhere. But it was a little bit of fear also because I remember my mom. My beautiful mom, I love her. So I remember her telling me, even though I can't see you, God is watching you. That was very like scary, like a scary movie, because obviously when I was little, I eat the sugar, hide myself, eating the bread, or looking for mama's money to buy something, any toys or anything. But the guilty, it was right there, because the word my mom said, even though if I'm not watching you, God is watching you. And I always, when I was little, I asked myself, okay, if God is watching me, when I'm eating the sugar, what's going to happen to me? Oh my goodness. I started feeling fear, but I said, oh my God, okay, prayer. But no matter what, I was keeping doing it. So it was a game, like a little girl game. Now I can understand what happened with this word that my mom said. God is everywhere, outside, but inside. And God is not something or someone who is going to kick me or punish me or something like that. No, it's my decision and my disobedience who calls me guilt, and I wanted to experiment something after that. But now I can understand that this game that was happening with me and my mom when I was little is over. Finally, it's over. And not because No, because I don't agree with my mom. No, because I finally understand what happened. So when my mom said, God is watching you, and if you are lying, this phrase comes from fear of God, but not the God that is the true God, because God is the completely, totally love. But the other God that my mom learned that it was God, it was the bad guy, God, who is not love, who punished you. But I now understand my mom, because in those years, that's what we know. And she was obedient to that. But finally, I know that there's no sink. There is no sink at all. Because when I was feeling disobedient with my mom, when she said that, I feel like a sin. Oh my God, I'm disobedient, God. This is a sin, and I need to pay with suffering. Now, with my conscience now, I can understand that it was a mistake of myself being a little kid when my mom tell me something, and I didn't understand, but I didn't listen to my mom. And as a kid, I couldn't stop. I wanted to eat the sugar and all those things that my mom said no. But now I feel like very peace with my mom, with God, with myself, because finally, I understand that those were errors, mistakes. And those mistakes can be fixed. So today I start the show by myself. I'm waiting for Lupe Garcia, my host, and she's here with many surprises. Welcome, Lupe. I'm very excited to see you.
Hello
here.
Hello to everyone. Thank you, Brenda. So how's everybody doing this Sunday? Ready to embark in our inner peace?
Yes. So a topic come to my mind very fluently.
Okay, wonderful.
And it was the word from when I was little that my mom always was telling me, Brenda, do not this and that and do this and this and this, because God is watching you.
Oh, even in though, a sense, like, be careful, yes. Don't do anything wrong, because yeah. even if... You're always being watched.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it was like for a little girl, imagine.
You know what? My son, when he was little, mm-hmm. I think, I'm going to say preschool.